Simon & Schuster Audio presents Something That May Shock and Discredit You by Daniel M. Lavery. Read by the author.
To Grace Elizabeth Lavery, who refuses to carry an umbrella. Chapter 1. When you were younger, and you got home early, and you were the first one home, and no one else was out on the street, did you ever worry that the rapture had happened without you? I did. One generally grows up thinking about the rapture a great deal, or not at all. Most don't, I think. But among those who did, there's always the question of how, if at all, to bring up the subject in mixed company, whether in the hopes of eliciting either laughter or shock, followed by sexual intrigue mixed with pity. It's easy enough to sell out an evangelical Christian childhood, and plenty of other pens have been given over to the subject of whether it's a good idea to raise children in the expectation of being swept up by the Raisin Bran scoop of heaven. I have no wish to dwell on the question of whether I ought to have been taught about the rapture. No one consulted me beforehand, and I can't see why I should be asked to provide an opinion on the subject now. I was roughly as afraid of the rapture as I was of being the last person in the house who left the basement at nighttime and had to turn the lights out before I went up the stairs. It felt variously real and ridiculous, depending on how close I was to being alone. Afternoons when I was the first person to come home after school, and the neighborhood seemed slightly emptier than usual, were ideal for rapture practice, for seeing if I could gin up sufficient panic and remorse at the prospect of being unscooped. Playing DC Talk's cover of I Wish We'd All Been Ready sometimes helped, but more often than not just made me even more self-conscious of having to trick myself into getting in the mood. I was aware, too, that my parents' theology did not have much room for the kind of guessing games and crossword puzzle-style approach to eschatology popular among many white evangelicals in the 1990s. That if I were to press them for details about the end times trivia I had absorbed by virtue of growing up in the suburban Midwest, they would at best dismiss it, and at worst ask where on earth I'd picked up such things. I had a sharp sense for when keeping a secret would result in a pleasanter outcome, and preferred to occasionally play out rapture-like scenarios in private than have them either confirmed or debunked by outside opinion. I could have a rapture a day if I liked, as long as I never asked my parents' permission to go rapturing, and dedicated a number of afternoons to making myself dizzy, imagining the day when time would burst and unspool itself in every possible direction, and all those willing to be perfected.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?